The Kentucky General Assembly is just past the halfway mark of the 2023 legislative session, with education filling the headlines. With deadlines now passed to file new bills, some 870 bills have been introduced, including Senate Bill 5, which has sparked lengthy debates. Senate Bill 5 calls for local school boards to create a new multi-pronged process for resolving objections over explicit materials in public schools. Supporters say it would help parents protect their children from materials that don't align with their values. Critics say it amounts to censorship that will hinder lessons on important topics. That bill is now past the Senate. Also, efforts to ease teacher shortages have also advanced, including the Teacher Scholarship Program, the Interstate Teachers Mobility Compact, and the temporary allowance for those with a bachelor's degree to teach a class in their field of study. Elsewhere this week, House Bill 146, Unemployment Insurance, allowing a minimum of 16 weeks of benefits instead of 12. And lastly, on the subject of postpartum depression, Senate Bill 135 calls on the State Cabinet for Health and Family Services to create a panel focused on perinatal mental health disorders. That bill cleared the Senate floor on Friday. The House and Senate are scheduled to gavel back in on Tuesday, February 28th, for day 17 of the 30-day session. With the Kentucky Legislative Week in Review at the State Capitol, I'm Charles Baglin.